From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. We've had shows about love songs, lesser-known love songs, songs to fall in love with. We've even invited John Waters to pick his favorite love songs. So for this Valentine's Day, we're taking a different approach. On this edition of All Songs Considered, it's breakup songs. And with me to pick our favorite breakup songs is Monitor Mix blogger Carrie Brownstein, NPR Music editor and Song of the Day maven Stephen Thompson, and All Songs Considered producer Robin Hilton. I don't know about you guys, but this was really hard picking these breakup songs. There were so many of them.
Yeah, I wasn't sure when I started out, but then when I got into it, I had a list of 50 that I hadn't even, I think I'd gotten to the Fs or something in my library.
Well, I just feel like this is just pick at random from my iPod.
It's all just there.
This is pretty, you know, like, it's just sort of like today's topic is songs.
And, of course, you get the variety of sorts of different ones. Because when I started digging into them, I thought at first it was just going to be all these pissed off and angry songs. And
sure.
But not at all.
For me, it's much more self-pity.
Mine are a little upbeat, I thought. I mean, upbeat in a angry, sad way.
Pick one.
We can start with the shop assistants. And the shop assistants have a song, I think, that sums up. Can I just say to the audience that I have a cold? So
they're going to be stunned to hear that.
My first song is The Shop Assistants. They're summing up a sentiment that many of us feel when we go through a breakup. And it's so cliche, but everybody says, let's still be friends. And you know that's a lie. Because you're not going to be friends, at least not for many years of torturing one another. And so this song is just called I Don't Want to Be Friends with You.
Great.
And you know what? I don't.
She's talking to you, Stephen.
That's cool. Up there on
that's
the board.
Cool. That's sort of where we are at this point.
Here we go. Can I just say I love the guitar at the end? I thought that summed it up, the dissonance in that guitar, I thought, at the end was beautiful.
I'm going to play a cup from the Ramones, sort of a very similar spirit in tone. So let's play From Rocket to Rush. We'll play Here Today, Gone Tomorrow.
Oh,
I so love that song. That whole album's great, but...
I'm assuming there's personal reasons why we each pick these songs, right? Should we drag that laundry out?
No, Robin. No. I don't even know what you're talking about.
All mics are cut off. This show's over.
I like the fact that we're kind of all playing to type a little bit already.
What are you talking about? I've never been broken up with, so I can't even relate to this show.
I feel like I go through my whole life, and one thing that I wanted to talk about is sort of how breakup songs are incredibly versatile and how they're applicable to situations that have nothing to do with romance. And so sort of any kind of soul-crushing alienation can be sort of soothed by a good breakup song. And so I sort of feel like, setting aside anything that's ever happened to me in my personal life, I sort of feel like I plod through life in a constant state of being dumped. But the song that I'm gonna play first is by a group called Stars. An amazing song called Your Ex-Lover Is Dead. Oh, as the title indicates, there's just an incredible amount of information and ache to sort of unpack in this song. It's basically two former lovers, so their paths cross again, and you get a sense of how each one of them has processed it. She's much more mature than he is. He's kind of a cad. That kind of plays through this whole amazing record. This is from a wonderful album called Set Yourself on Fire. The song is called Your Ex-Lover Is Dead.
When there's nothing left to burn, you have to set yourself on fire.
There's nothing to say.
I'll admit it. Carrie, maybe you're with me here. Stephen actually picked something I liked a lot.
That was
hard. I know, it's so rare.
What?
That's great.
I liked it. It was kind of a little rock opera. I can see why you like it, Stephen. It just really explains it all.
Well, first of all, I think it's just an incredibly beautiful arrangement. I love all those strings, but I just love that you get these people's personalities coming through. Like, he's just kind of a jerk. Like, he's like, it's pretending that he doesn't know her name. But Yeah,
that's what was interesting. It was such a literal take on the breakup.
that whole record kind of is full of breakup songs, and there are some truly astonishingly great songs. I love that group.
Yeah, there's so much wrapped up just in that name.
Stars, yeah.
Is that with a Z at the end?
Two Zs.
No, Robin but Hilton, Split Ends has a Z on the
that's
end.
That's right. Well, you want to do Split Ends?
Yeah, I could do Split Ends. I bet you are a Split Ends fan, Bob.
First record. Love the first Split Ends record. Never looked back.
Me too. I'm with Bob.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Well, so I started listening in 1980, I think, is when
Gone.
I first started listening. But I guess they're a band from New Zealand. They formed in the early 70s. And I don't know, were they a little more prog rocky in the beginning or something? But I think of them as a new wave pop rock group.
Yeah, they didn't really fit into that genre. That genre left them behind. That's when I tired.
You're wrong, Robin.
Yeah.
If I were as old as Bob, I might know better. But anyway,
I was going to say I feel so much younger because I'm like a Crowded House guy. That's where I joined.
Yeah. So the band had Neil and Tim Finn, who both were ultimately in Crowded House. But the song I'm going to play is called "I Hope I Never," and it's a real sort of sappy piano ballad song that doesn't sound like anything else on the rest of the record.
Last year, we still haven't gotten over Eric Carmen's "All by Myself," and you're going to pick us another.
I reached for Eric Carmen's "All by Myself."
Could you not find one?
Like I said, man, playing to type. Every one of us. I got a string swept ballad.
Let's hear this song. It's called "I Hope I Never," and I listened to this song over and over and over again all through high school.
Oh, that's so sad.
Let's
all be Robin in high school for a minute. Oh,
imagine me first. I'll paint a picture. I'm in my little VW Bug with the window down, my mullet flapping in the breeze.
Feathered hair.
And then I pop in this
middle
cassette.
Of Kansas somewhere,
yes.
Wherever
yes,
Kansas is.
The sun
is
setting. Kansas. And then I cue this song.
All right. And I was just wondering what you were wearing.
No, hold on. I want to mock Robin some more. Don't play.
I was wearing white painter pants.
And, with a paisley shirt? No.
No paisley shirt. All right.
This is the Eric Carmen song.
I told you, it was very Eric Carmen-y.
I never knew.
Oh, just give it a minute, Bob.
All right.
When you're around, when you're here, I'm nowhere. I can't pretend that I'm not down. I show it, I know it. I've been a fool. More than once, more than twice, I'm gonna move to a new town where the people are nice. I hope I never have to sigh again. I hope I never have to cry. I still want to be my smile. Happiness is back in style. I hope I never have to see you again. Possible, I know, to see you without stress, but I can see I'll have to go. I'm changing my address, my urge to cry. I have failed to conceal. Life, it's no fun when you're hunted by the things that you fear. I hope I never have to cry again. I hope I never have to sigh again. I'm forgiving while you can. I'm an optimistic man. And I hope I never have to see.
Shaking our heads.
And taking notes. The prosecution is preparing its case.
Robin feels pretty ready to defend this, but here we go. I
hope I never but first.
This song just applies to so many people in my life.
I was going
to
say
you guys are getting on the short list right now.
I was going to say this song is sung to everyone you went to high school with.
Absolutely.
I would stay in an unhealthy relationship just to not hear this song.
I know, I'm just picturing a teenage Robin Hilton with his collar popped.
We're really hurting him.
Behind the wheel of a Camaro in Abilene, Kansas.
Well, I wish I had a ride that sweet.
I hope I never have to see you again.
Stephen, do you understand why it was that we left Split Ends by the time they put out the record?
That song doesn't sound like anything else on that record. But, you know, here's the thing about love songs. Don't you think that particularly if you're going through something when you hear the song,
you end up loving
a song that's way sappier than anything you would ever normally listen to? No. That's not the case in this song. I actually really love this song. But I do think that happens a lot. Also, I'm a piano player, so that means that I end up liking music that I really should not like. I probably love way more Billy Joel than is healthy.
I hope Bruce Hornsby is your next pick.
Yes.
I think it's very brave of you to do this.
It was.
Because
if I picked the songs
that nursed my first heartbreak, it would be like "Will You Still Love Me" by Chicago from like Chicago 18 post Peter Cetera,
which would still sound better than what we just
heard.
I feel like you might have done a disservice to Split Ends that somebody listening to the show has just crossed that band off their list,
or has just discovered them for the first time and fallen in love.
And then it's only uphill from here for the
yes, true.
for the Split Ends neophyte.
All right, well, I'm just going to start taking notes through everyone else's songs, and I'm going to just find some way to humiliate each and every one of you one by one.
You do it on a daily basis. I think this won't be hard.
True.
I'm going to play something that's a very sort of similar song to what we just heard, except it has a sense of humor.
I hope I never have to see you again. There's a little bit of irony in that. No.
I'm just going to play this.
You hear what you want to hear.
Yeah. Can we play Flight of the Conchords, Not Crying? We can do a string of crying songs.
Okay.
This is I'm Not Crying from the Distant Future EP by Flight of the Conchords. I'll leave the mics open.
I just love this song. I don't want to talk through this song.
So, you're leaving. I can tell. I can see you leaving. But if you're trying to break my heart, your plan is flawed from the start. You can't break this heart, it's liquid. It melted when I met you. And as you leave, don't turn back to me. Don't turn around to see If I'm crying, I'm not crying, not crying, not crying. I'm not crying. It's just been raining on my face. And if you think you see some tear tracks down my cheek, please, don't tell my mates. I'm not crying. No, I'm not crying. And if I am crying, it's not cause of you. It's because I'm thinking about a friend of mine, and you don't know who is dying. That's right, dying. Well, these aren't tears of sadness because you're leaving me. I've just been cutting onions. I'm making a lasagna for one.
That's my favorite line.
Well, I'm not crying. No. There's just a little bit of dust in my eyes from the path that you made when you said your goodbye. I'm not weeping cause you won't begin to hold my hand. For your information, there's an inflammation in my tear gland. I'm not upset because you left me this way. My eyes are just a little sweaty today. They've been looking around a lot, searching for you. They've been looking for you, even though I told them not to. These aren't tears of sadness, they're tears of joy. I'm just laughing. I'm sitting at this table, good luck, staring down at the irony of life. How come we've reached this fork in the road, and yet it cuts like a knife? I'm not crying. I'm not crying. Oh, I'm not crying.
Let's try something here. I'm not sure this is going to work. Let me play something here.
Is this your retort? I'm
gonna open my eyes.
Does this sound anything like that?
And see,
it's called I Can't Cry Hard Enough by the Williams Brothers.
God, I totally forgot this song. I remember
I've
this song.
I've let go of you like.
Yeah, I could hear that.
I don't know if I don't have the sample of it.
His kite. That's enough.
I had completely forgotten that song.
Yeah, that suddenly started sounding like that. It kind of walks down the
same. Yeah, what, 93, 94?
Yeah, song? Early 90s.
Uh-huh. Flight of the Conchords are like, to me, that they're Hall & Oates with a sense of humor.
You know? Wait a minute. Hall & Oates wasn't a joke band?
I'll be here all week. Send your emails to
r. Oh, who's going to pick
I
it up
I still got
here?
It.
Another crying song. We need a crying song. Let's keep the theme going.
I got a crying song.
Yeah, I don't. So Steven has to go.
It would just make sense that I would have a crying song. I just want to inject a little Justin Timberlake into this conversation.
Yeah, it's time. It's time for us
JT
to go that direction.
I think we can all agree that I'm justified in the decision to pick. Actually, can you edit that out and shoot me?
Do we have to play the whole song?
It's too perfect. I would take a bullet for this song. This is a great song.
All we're right. So much more attached to these songs than we are to the people that we dated.
You probably couldn't name some of the people that you wept over to that split end song, but you would die for this song.
Oh, yes, I can, because I keep it right here. My list of everybody who's wronged me. They all know who they are. There's no need for me to go through this right now. Let's listen to JT.
You were my sun,
a chance, made of a plan. But I bet you didn't think that they would come crashing down. No,
you don't have to say what you did.
Don't it make you sad about it?
Told me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone? Now you tell me you need me. When you call me on the phone, girl, I refuse. You must have me confused with some other guy. Bridges go burn. Now it's your turn to cry.
Say that some things are better left unsaid. But it wasn't like you only talk to him and you know it.
Don't act like you don't know it.
And all of these things people told me keep messing with my head. Should have picked honesty, then you may not have thought it.
Don't have to say
what you did.
I already know.
I'm
wound up from him. Now there's just no chance.
No chance.
You and me.
You and me.
There'll never be.
And don't it make you sad about it?
Told me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone?
Now, many people listening to this show are aware that Justin Timberlake was recently photographed wearing an NPR shirt.
NPR Music shirt, wasn't it?
No, just NPR.
Was it just NPR?
Yeah, just NPR.
You didn't send him the NPR.
The music part was implied.
The music part was implied, because obviously he is a musician, and therefore he's a big, big fan of this show. And so I'd like to send a message to Justin Timberlake that he has an open invitation to perform a Tiny Desk concert at a time of his choosing.
Absolutely. And I would
awesome.
Also like to add that I really wish I was Justin Timberlake.
Oh.
Because the guy's just so cool.
You think he has a list like yours of people who
he's already him? He's already
he has
destroyed
people
those
who keep that list for
he's
him.
He's already destroyed those people.
JT.
Oh, JT. That song is so incredibly...
Everything he does is cool.
That song is incredibly versatile, though. Like, you could strip all the...
I thought you were going to say you could strip to that song.
Well, you know, that's true. That's a good point.
Steven was up dancing.
But I mean, you strip away all of Timbaland's production tricks, and that's still just a super catchy pop song. I love that song.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well.
I'll just say one last thing. That as far as squirm factor goes, Bob looked far more tortured listening to my song than that song. So.
Of course. Robin, no one is going to even touch you in this.
Thank you.
Thank
you,
party.
Carrie. Thank you.
I was fine with that song.
Me too.
I'm impressed, Bob.
I guess we'll move on to Betty Swan, who was a soul singer and R&B singer in the 60s and 70s. Sorely underappreciated. Not that many people know of her. She had a couple hits on the R&B charts, but not too many on the Hot 100 charts. But she just has this amazing voice, and a lot of her songs are heartbreak and heartache songs. But this one is particularly devastating. It's called My Heart is Closed for the Season.
I like the idea of this song.
Exactly.
Excited to hear it.
It's a great idea, and I think we're all going to relate.
You were one too many. I was yours, so I scorned the other fellas. But all you were really trying to do was make her jealous. I'm aware of this now, and all I can do is lock up my heart and get over you. If I just hang up on you, what's the use of trying to pretend? Don't waste another dime, and don't waste another minute of my time. Can't you get it through your head? You're no longer irresistible, irritating instead. My heart is closed for the season, closed for repairs. Could you believe that you're the reason? You were one too many lovers. Don't you know my heart is closed for the season? Baby, it's closed for repairs. After loving you, it's a good reason. Couldn't stand another broken love affair. My heart is closed for the season. Baby, it's closed.
Good one.
I really love that.
That's a nice surprise.
I had not heard her before, and I will be pursuing.
Definitely check it out. Her name is spelled Bettye, and then Swan with two N's. So for anyone looking it up, but this will be on the website. So
yeah, I love that she has this really soft voice. She's not belting. She's singing she's very understated. I really love that.
I'm glad you did.
Thanks, Carrie. Robin and Bob aren't saying anything, so
no,
we could just have the rest of the show.
I'm just concerned about time. That's also, I'm just...
You mean the time till we get to your pick?
That's right.
Yes. I'm scared for this thing.
This is my moment of redemption. Yeah. I have to redeem myself here. So this is by a band called Air Supply. And it's a song that I used to listen to all the time in middle school. No, it's Beck from one of the great breakup albums. It's Beck from one of the great breakup albums called Sea Change. Came out in 2002, an album that he put together after he had ended a relationship. Actually, this was an album I came to kind of late. It was sort of a minor work for me of his, but now I think it's one of the great ones that he's greatest ones he's ever done. And this is one of my favorite songs from it called Lost Cause.
Sorry eyes that cut through bone, that make it hard to leave you alone, leave you here wearing your wounds, waving your guns. Somebody knew. Baby, you're lost. Baby, you're lost. Baby, you're lost. Cause there's too many people they used to know. They see you coming, they see you go. Know your secrets, you know this. This town is crazy, nobody cares. Baby, you're lost. Baby, you're lost. Baby, you're lost.
tired of fighting. I'm tired of fighting. Fighting for the lost cause. There's a place where you are going. You ain't never been before. No one laughing at your back now. No one standing at your door. That what you thought love was for. Baby, you're lost. Baby, you're lost. Baby, you're lost. Cause I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of fighting. Fighting for a lost.
You know, you don't wish anybody bad, but
but that some comes of them, out of it,
yeah, right. You know, what the heck?
Funny thing, when I first listened to this song, I thought he was saying, "Maybe I'm a lost cause. Maybe I'm a lost cause." And I thought, "Yeah, that's pretty appropriate. I really like this song." And then when I found that he's actually saying, "Baby, you're a lost cause," I thought, even better.
I think that's the only song so far I really can imagine myself sitting at home crying to.
Oh, I've got one.
Did you guys find when you were going through this that you got very reflective, or was it just all business for you? You know, did you think, oh, I like this is a good song, we can talk about this, or did you get totally lost in just all these memories
heartache.
And of heartache or whatever, just reflective on your life? And
like I said, I could have just thrown a dart at my iTunes.
Actually, music really doesn't mean a lot to me, so didn't matter.
Not really into songs.
It got me.
I just remember the titles and artists and stuff.
My dog picked my songs.
It made me very reflective, and I wrote my dad at one point about it, this time and memory and growing older and everything, and he wrote me back this email that I have to share with you. It's just one little paragraph. He said, "I've long thought that the reason I have trouble recalling when a certain event occurred in my life is that my life has had very few unique events. For nearly 40 years, I've been getting up out of the same bed, in the same house, with the same wife, and going to the same job, in the same place, and doing the exact same thing. And at quitting time, which hasn't varied an hour in 40 years, I drive the same path home, eat dinner at the same time, in the same chair. I tell people that when I'm having trouble going to sleep, I just think about my life and all it's been. It's been so boring that it would put anyone to sleep."
Oh, that's so great.
Robin, your dad is Dilbert.
No, my dad is my dad. And the apple doth not fall
now,
far from the
tree. Yeah, are you Robin Hilton Jr. by any chance?
That cracked me up so much. And then the more I started thinking about it, I decided it was really, really beautiful. That he wouldn't have changed a thing in his life, you know. That,
yeah, that's sweet.
Yeah.
So this was pretty easy for you, too.
Yeah, this was.
Saying.
Yeah, exactly. Throw a dart.
We're doing breakup songs. I'm here with Stephen Thompson, Robin Hilton, Carrie Brownstein. And you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music. I'm Bob Boylan. Stephen Thompson, you're up.
You know, I was going through, obviously, my favorite breakup albums of all time. And it sort of probably should go without saying at this point that one of my all-time favorite breakup albums is Forema, Forever Ago by Bon Iver. And I was thinking, I was thinking that we should
here
set up...
Here come the letters.
We mentioned Bon Iver so much that we should set up an...
No, you mentioned...
No, it's not just me. That we should set up an Iver jar.
Jar, right, yeah.
That we all have to contribute to every time the name is brought up.
Can I just say...
We could buy a
just
car.
Interrupt you for just one second, which is just before we got here, we heard that there's a new Sunlux record.
That's true.
And Sunlux didn't write Robin... directly.
Yeah, thanks for giving me this moment, Bob, yeah. to bring this up. Because, you know, I don't know. I felt a little, I don't know. I had to find out about this from an email from like a publicist, you know. He couldn't call me.
And he's on your IM.
I know. He couldn't drop me a little note, you know, and say, hey, remember the good times. I got a new album coming out.
It's almost as if you've been dumped by Sun Lux.
I think the most exciting thing that could happen to this NPR music team is if one of us dates Bon Iver and then we get dumped or we dump him and then he writes an album about one of us.
Oh, well, we can all
really
do it.
Really thought this through.
Let's all date him.
I like to think of him as already writing songs for me. What are you implying? Anyway, I first heard this song.
Off on a little rat hole.
I first heard this song when Bon Iver played it live. It's not by Bon Iver. The song is called "Lovin's for Fools," and I heard it. I thought, what an incredible song! I went to YouTube and searched for Bon Iver's performances of this song, and I found out very quickly that the song was written by a singer named Sarah Siskind. And so I tracked down Sarah Siskind's version of this song, the original, and I couldn't believe that I actually thought it was better. I think her version of the song is absolutely perfect. It's just a beautiful song. This is "Lovin's for Fools" by Sarah Siskind.
Too. Go on
I had to hear every second.
If you could weaponize the wounded self-pity of that song, you could blow up the sun. It's so...
They should use that in the print ads.
She came by and played the Tiny Desk concert.
And we requested that she play this so we could capture it. I think she's a remarkable singer-songwriter. Sarah Siskind is her name.
We're coming near the end here.
Of our lives.
No one's broken up with anyone here amongst us. Everybody's sticking to the end. Robin, do you want to say something, Carrie?
Well, I was just going to say we haven't heard from Robin yet. So this is your last chance. I feel like I was going to break up with you, but then you won me back in your second song.
Okay.
But
you're going to want to marry me after this one.
Okay.
First of all, before I play it, let's just listen to the first opening notes of Steven's song that he just played one more time. Is it up?
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. Okay.
I was sure that Kenny Loggins was coming.
Here's the opening of the song I'm about to play. Same chords, different guitar.
What we're saying is that Robin and I both participating in this conversation, it's kind of redundant.
I'm actually going to play a song from an artist we've had on the show a lot, but he passed away this past December, and this is a good chance to talk about him one last time on the show. Vic Chestnut, artist who's been very dear to me over the years, and this is from an album called Drunk. It's his third release, and let's just get to the song. I love the poetry in it, like all of his songs. It's called When I Ran Off and Left Her.
When I ran off and left her, wasn't holding a baby, but she was holding a bottle and a big grudge against me. I tried to learn from the psychiatrist how to stay calm and minimize risk, but I should have kept all those appointments. I'm gonna need 'em. I'm coming disjointed.
I miss him so much.
Yeah.
I wish I'd kept all those appointments. I'm going to need them now. I'm coming disjointed.
You know, I didn't think this show about breakup songs was going to be depressing. So I feel like I've been led astray.
That is...
Yeah, that's some of his best,
yeah.
I think, writing.
That's a great song.
Stephen, I can't believe you would say that. You are here to gloat. You thought this whole show would be about you gloating about how many people you've broken up with. It's not. It's about sadness.
Turns out he's quite a heartbreaker.
I actually think if I'm sitting in the audience, I'm imagining a breakup song show. Wow. We're going to get some real angry, you know, venomous.
No,
we didn't do any of that
this
stuff.
This is such a self-pitying crowd.
It is a self-pitying crowd. So, look, if you want to get your vengeance out on us,
right,
why don't we do a little blog post? Pick your angriest, because we've gotten, there's like 500, 600, 700 blog posts about breakup songs that when we asked for you for your breakup songs, and they were great, and there were some angry ones there.
We got a bunch of amazing ones on Twitter, too.
Yeah.
Follow all songs on Twitter.
Or
us?
Yeah.
We can shout out our Twitter feeds.
You can go ahead, Steven.
Hey, Carrie, what's your Twitter handle?
What is your Twitter handle?
It's just Monitor Mix.
Sudafed,
no.
P.E.
NPR Monitor Mix.
Barely spit that out. Everybody should follow Carrie Brownstein on Twitter at NPR Monitor Mix.
Yes.
Everybody should follow Robin Hilton at N.P. Robin, N-P-R-O-B-I-N. And everyone should follow me, Stephen Thompson, at I Dislike Stephen, which is spelled S-T-E-P-H-E-N.
The most appropriately named Twitter feed of all time.
Look how everyone else put NPR in theirs because we're so loyal.
Well, I could do NPR I Dislike Stephen. It's a little confusing.
NPR Dislikes Stephen.
So true. So true. And of course, everybody obviously listening to this already follows All Songs. Just one word, All Songs.
You know,
so we'll do that blog post that says basically that put down your angriest breakup songs. Let's do that.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I was just going to say that my theory for why none of us picked angry songs is none of us are currently this week going through a breakup.
Sit tight. A lot of snow has fallen and we're all kind of cooped up.
Okay, fine. And that's going to be another show. Really exciting. But I mean, in terms of the stages of grief, which, you know, breakups certainly, you know, have their own grieving process, anger tends to be early on. And so I think as we look back on, you know, breakup songs, there's a sense of resolution and kind of a lingering sadness or disappointment, not anger, at least for me.
For me, the prevailing emotion in general, besides self-pity, is resignation.
Yes.
See, I went through, I noticed with mine that one recurring theme was that I was wishing the best for the person who had been dumped. No, it's true. I went through the songs and I realized, well, they're all about, like, remember the good times. You know, doesn't mean, you know, that I don't love you anymore. We just don't need to be together anymore. Or, you know, I want you to be happy. I want the best for you.
I tend to gravitate toward artists whose music is sort of comfort food,
right?
A little bit. Where a lot of the songs are sort of trying to sort of gently heal the afflicted. Like, there's a singer named Sarah Cahoon that I talk about a lot, where all of her songs are like, you seem really sad. Here's a song.
So, here's a band that you guys have gone into your past a little bit. You know, I don't like to do that on this show. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Sudafed PE.
Okay.
This show is brought to you by...
Yeah, everything I'm saying has been brought to you by Sudafed. So The Replacements are one of my all-time favorite bands. And anything Paul Westerberg sings, he makes it sound like a breakup, even if he's not singing about love. And this song, Nevermind... Well, first of all, I spent many days, weeks in high school trying to figure out what he was saying when he says, all over but the shouting. I kept thinking he was saying he's over at the chalet or something about champagne. So I didn't even really know what the song was about for years and years. I just knew that I loved it. And then when I realized he's just saying all we have left is the shouting and this is a waste of time, I love the song even more. So this is my final song in our breakup show is The Replacements with Nevermind.
Absolution is out of the question. It makes no sense to apologize. The words I thought I brought, I left behind. So never mind. I'm over but the shouting. It's a waste of time. I'm not ready as I'll ever be. I'm
Those drums, wow.
Yeah, it's such a, just the words, or word, I guess it's words, but never mind. Such a teenage way of dealing with your life, but it's so honest.
Totally.
Westerberg was always so honest. Love it.
I have to admit, I didn't have that, I had never ripped that whole album, and when you sent me the song, I thought, I've got to get that whole record on here, so.
It's a weird mix, though. I mean, hearing it now, it's a totally upside-down mix. The drums are way off front, the guitar that carries the song is just, it's just sort of buried.
Yep, it's true. It's not their best-sounding album, and they loved Big Star so much, but then look what happened.
So what's the lesson?
It's over.
Yeah. The show?
The show.
No, Bob has one more, right?
That's right. It's over.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not listening to Bob's song. I'm taking it off. I don't know about you guys. It's supposed to snow.
It hurts me too much, Bob. I'm sorry. I have to go, too.
I'll sit here alone and listen to this song. When you think about Roy Orbison and you think about the song It's Over, it's like, could you pick a bigger cliche, right? When you listen to the words to the song, though, it is just phenomenal. And Orbison wasn't really always the best with words. There's a line, all the rainbows in the sky start to weep and say goodbye. You won't be seeing rainbows anymore. And there's a whole bunch of little phrases like that throughout the song. And then, of course, the way he sings it. Mm. And the arrangements are over the top, but it's okay because he's over the top.
Right.
And it all just carries you away. And I love, love, love this song.
You are not wrong, sir.
Yeah, when you sent me your pick and I saw that was on the list, I thought, seriously? And then I
which you think a lot.
Which I do think a lot, I admit that.
This is kind of your default.
And then I played it, you know, I don't know, when the last time was I heard the song, 20 years ago or more, I don't know, and just immediately was in love with it again, so.
Well, let's play it. Thanks, everybody.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Carrie, hope you're feeling better.
Thanks.
Yeah, feel better and enjoy the snow.
Yeah. Things that will help me.
You'll get used to it.
Well, you go out and have a snowball fight tomorrow.
All right. Nice talking to you.
Carrie really sounds like she's just been dumped.
And we'll see you in Austin.
It's not that far away. It's hard to say goodbye at the end of this show because it just doesn't feel as happy as it normally does.
Well, hang on. Yeah. We'll chat after the song.
We'll stay friends. Okay.
No, I want to actually go.
It's not me, Carrie. It's you.
Hit it, Roy.
Your baby doesn't love you anymore. Golden days before they end, whisper secrets to the wind. Say goodbye. You won't be seeing rainbows anymore. Setting suns before they fall. Echo to you, that's all after all.
I think he made it pretty clear. In case there was any doubt. Can we work on this? I promise I'll change.
Oh, God. I wanted to play Crying, which was the other Orbison tune that was
I can't believe that none of us picked a Magnetic Field song.
They're on my list.
Yeah. Yeah. I sort of figured because Carrie had picked one in our Love Songs show last year. That's why I ruled them out.
I think the best one of the bunch. I also thought I wanted to do Neil Young's Only Love Can Break Your Heart, but
I put that on so many mixes.
We got to, I was actually looking at this list here from listeners who wrote in, some of the ones. Let's see, Mates of State, You Are Free, Fiery Furnaces, Single Again, Dylan's Don't Think Twice, It's All Right.
Well, I mean, Dylan, obviously.
Or the Smiths.
Yeah.
I like, for breakups, Bob Dylan, You're Gonna Make Me Lonesome When You Go, because it's just that sad acknowledgement while you're dating someone that you already know. Like, you have no you have no faith in the future and in forever. And you're
that's
like,
how
yeah.
I got turned on to Bob Dylan. Someone put that on a mix for me. I'm not kidding. Like, I really need to listen to more Dylan. This is a great song. Thanks. See ya.
That Jeff Buckley song, Last Goodbye, is a great one.
Yeah. I mean, what other songs were you guys strongly considering? Because I went through I went through
Days, the Kink song. Thank You for the Days.
Yeah, I thought you were going to do that. I wanted to hear that one. That was such a great song.
That's so much more hopeful than what I was looking at.
I had a lot of on my short list. I had a lot of hopeful
songs. You know what song I strongly considered as far as picking a very, very popular song? Bonnie Raitt's song, I Can't Make You Love Me. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just coming from this place of just real self-awareness. There's so much denial in breakup songs. You know, like, I want to win you back. I want you back. I want you back. And just this song, we were talking before about resignation. There's so much resignation oozing out of that song. And I think it's a really beautiful song.
Well, you wanted angry breakup songs for each to have one. And this is the closest I could get. So angry.
It's a little too jaunty to be angry.
Like, no, but she, evil woman. I mean.
Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
See you, Carrie.
Feel better.
Thanks, you guys. Bye.